Crossroad International Church podcast. We're so glad you joined us. It is our prayer that God will use this message to bring comfort to those who are hurting, give hope to those who find themselves in what seems to be a hopeless situation, and to encourage the one who is struggling through a difficult season of life. For more sermon audio, resources, or if you'd like to contact us, please visit cickuwait.com. We'd love to hear from you.
If you would, turn with me to the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verses 11 through 18. We're going to finish up our series on the book of Galatians. I love the way God works these things out, that we end up finishing the book of Galatians on the same day that we have our Christmas extravaganza, our Christmas special. Because these last few scriptures in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, talk about glorying in the cross of Christ. And as Dell has already said, Christmas is exciting, but Christmas was just the beginning of the work of Calvary for Jesus to die for our sin. And our glory, the scripture doesn't say that we are to glory in the birth of Christ, but we glory in the cross of Christ. Because it was not his birth that bought our salvation. It was his death that purchased those things. So Galatians chapter 6, verses 11 to 18, and I won't take a long time this morning. We'll get out pretty close to on time. "See with what large letters I have written to you with my own hand, as many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh, these have compelled you to be circumcised, only that they may not suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For not even those who are circumcised keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised that they may boast in your flesh. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but a new creation." Verse 16, "And as many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them, and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, your spirit. Amen." In these scriptures, Paul is contrasting two different ways of boasting or glorying. One is boasting or giving glory to the flesh, and the other is boasting or giving glory to Christ. And we're going to look at each one of these briefly. The boasting in the flesh, verses 12 and 13, says that they were those who sought to compel the Galatians to keep the law, to be circumcised. It says that they were doing it basically for two reasons. One is so that they would avoid persecution from the Jews that were saying you have to keep the law to be saved. And then the other one is they wanted to have a notch in their spiritual gun, so to speak, saying, oh, look how many people we have following our way of Christianity, of being circumcised and keeping the law. So they wanted to not be persecuted. They wanted everything easy. And then they wanted to boast about the people that they had gotten to follow them. Verse 13 says they were inconsistent. He says, even those that are coming to you and telling you you need to keep the law and you need to do these things, even these people don't keep the law. So don't really listen to them because they're inconsistent. They're hypocritical. And that's what being a hypocrite is saying one thing and doing something else. I remember I used to witness to one guy all the time and wanting him to come to church. And he says, you know, I don't go to church because the church is full of hypocrites. I work with people that they say one thing, but they live another way. And I go, well, that's true. There are hypocrites in church. Sometimes I'm one of them. But I reminded him that he used to go to the bar all the time, and the bars are full of hypocrites. So that wasn't an excuse to stay out of the bar, but it was an excuse to, quote, stay out of church. So what we need to do is we need to make sure that what we say and what we do line up. Because sometimes we do boast in the flesh. Boasting in the flesh is being overly concerned with what others see and what others think. And we do it for the same two reasons. Many times it's to avoid being ridiculed because we are Christians. At work, sometimes it's easier to go with the flow of the crowd rather than standing up for Christ and maybe being ostracized or being ridiculed. The same thing at school. And then the other way that sometimes we boast in the flesh is we take pride in things that impress other people. We tell all of the things that we've done for God and all of the places we've been and all of the things we've seen. And, you know, you get that wow factor from people. Well, is that why we serve God? Hopefully not. But sometimes we fall into that. Jeremiah 9:23 tells us some things not to glory in. It says, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, and let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. So I'm not going to dwell on boasting in the flesh. We all have that down pretty good. We don't have to work on it too much. But what about boasting in the cross of Christ? That's what Paul did. In verse 14, Paul says, if I'm going to boast, let me boast in the things of Christ in the cross. To some, the message of the cross is foolishness. 1 Corinthians 1:23. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. Now, some people, foolishness is what they call the cross. Why would the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Creator of the universe, choose to die upon a cross? It didn't make sense. It was foolishness. And they rejected the message of the cross. But in 1 Corinthians 2:2, Paul says, my entire life, my entire ministry is around the cross. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And Paul was not ashamed of the gospel. Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, you shall live by faith. But I want to ask you, do you ever have time when you're ashamed of the gospel? Preparing this message, I've been dealing with this issue because I had an opportunity some time ago with the person I hadn't seen in a long time that wasn't a believer that I met up with again. And had the opportunity to really share what God had done in my life, but spent most of the time finding out what they had been doing all of these years and squandered the opportunity that God had given me. I remember a missionary named Danny Ost, who was one of my mentors, told a story that he was having a big meeting in Mexico City, and he went to the airport and picked up the evangelist that was going to be speaking, and they were in a taxi for almost an hour from the airport to the venue, and they were catching up with one another and talking about the meeting and everything that was going on and what they were going to be doing over the next few days, and got to the venue, paid the taxi driver, got out of the taxi, and as the taxi drove off, Brother Danny said he got down on his knees on the sidewalk and said, "God, forgive me for squandering the opportunity that you gave me to share the gospel with that taxi driver." When I was in Bible school, I've told you this testimony before, we were studying about the crucifixion and studying about everybody running away from Jesus and talking about Peter denying Christ. And in my spiritual puffed up pride, I said this to God, "Oh God, if it had been me, things would have been different." You have to be careful when you say things like that to God, because the scripture said pride goes before the fall. And God immediately reminded me of a few days before in the supermarket when I refused to witness to the checkout girl who looked sad. He said, "Peter denied me by what he said. You denied me because you kept quiet." So, do not deny the gospel and don't be ashamed. See, the world was crucified to Paul and Paul was crucified to the world. And in verses 15 through 18, Paul talks about here how his priorities of life had changed. Because see, he said circumcision means nothing. Whether you are or you are not circumcised, it has no meaning whatsoever to your salvation. But Paul, before, had seemed to think that circumcision was very important in his past life. Because in Philippians 3, 4 through 6, Paul says this, "Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks that he has confidence in the flesh, I the more so." He says, "I was circumcised on the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, discerning the law of Pharisee, concerning the zeal persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless." And he says, now what is important is not circumcision or non-circumcision. He says, what's important, verse 17, 16 and 17 there, is that you are a new creation. 1 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new." So the important thing is not what you do in religious rituals or whether you come to church or not or read your Bible or not. The important thing is that you have been born again and you are now a new creation in Christ. Ephesians 4, 20 to 24. "But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to its deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in the righteousness and holiness. See, Paul's boast was in the transforming power of the cross of Christ. And you and I need to make sure that we are transformed by the cross. Jeremiah 9:24. We read Jeremiah 9:23, things not to boast about. Jeremiah 9:24 says, these are the things you should boast about. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. And so you and I need to change our priorities of life like Paul did. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things will be added to you. And then we need to glorify God in our mind, our bodies, and our spirits. See, these people were telling the Galatians, you need to have certain things done to your body to be saved, like circumcision. You need to keep the law. But in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, it says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is with you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And then Paul said at the beginning that the reason these guys wanted them to be circumcised and to keep the law is because they did not want to be persecuted. They didn't want to suffer because of the cross of Christ. 1 Peter 4:16 says this, yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this manner. If you take a stand for Christ, you may be persecuted. If you boast in the cross of Christ, you may suffer. But this scripture says, even in that, glorify God. And then Paul ends it, the grace of the Lord Jesus be with your spirit. Amen. It's what it's all about. Faith under fire. The grace of God to be with our spirit. You know, we're celebrating Christmas. It's an exciting time. But Christmas is the beginning that leads to Easter, to the cross of Christ. And we are all here today. Yes, because he was born, but more important, because he died. If he had never been born, he wouldn't have been able to die. So as we celebrate Christmas over the next couple of weeks, always remember what it was the beginning of and what it led to, so that we can glory in the cross. Let me pray for you, and then we're going to watch a short video. Father, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for your word, because, Father, we thank you that your word is alive and your word is powerful. And Father, I thank you that we are not to glory in the things of this world or to boast in the things that we have accomplished, but, Father, our boast is in the things that you have done in us and through us. And Father, help us always to give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.